And I'm joined by Clive Haslett, editor of Country Life, who has written on this subject and who's behind the whole idea. I suppose we can all have a good giggle. Are you concerned that there's so much ignorance about the countryside?
Well, I am, because I think that if people don't have a basic knowledge of the countryside, they're missing out on so much and so much that can give them joy in their own lives.
Yes, so you're not making some grand political point about countryside issues and the government and all the rest of it, important though that is. I mean, you're talking about something more fundamental.
Yes, absolutely. I think that how can you relate to our cultural history, for example, from Chaucer to Ted Hughes, if you have no idea where an acorn comes from? And the comment that harvest comes at Christmas was very sad, I think.
About Harvest Festival, which I thought was rather surprising and cheering. Dave Batty joins us as well. He's a science teacher in Sheffield. What do you make of this? I suppose in Sheffield, children who grow up in the city, I mean, they've got wonderful countryside almost on their doorstep, so I don't suppose they labour under the problem that those children did, do they?
No, but I thought some of the complaint was that, in fact, children in the countryside didn't know the answer
well,
to some of these
yes.
things.
If you ask them what a gamekeeper was.
Yes, I just wonder what parents are doing. And there never seems to be parents within this equation. Parents taking children for walks and saying, shut the gate. I mean, I can imagine them saying, shut it because the lions want to get out or whatever. But, but you know, the parents do things like that. But when I started teaching, we used to take children out into the country on a regular basis.
From
no
Sheffield?
Longer. Oh, from the schools that I taught in.
Yes.
We don't
yes.
now. Because
you don't
of
do
time.
It now.
Well, the curriculum is overloaded. I appreciate that somebody wants to put another quarter into the prime pot, and every sympathy with the request. But we have request after request. More music, more foreign language. Why don't we teach citizenship, parenthood, etc.
Well, we were doing a thing yesterday, dance and drama, and people say, well, let's get dance in the curriculum.
Absolutely.
Now,
here,
Clive, you were saying let's get country matters on the curriculum. Let's not get too technical about what you mean there, putting it in the curriculum, but do you really think there's a way of getting this into the consciousness of schools that makes sense, that can be done?
Yes, I do. I don't think it need necessarily be an extra subject, an extra burden on teachers, because as a governor of an inner city school myself, I'm fully conscious of how difficult it is for teachers with all the demands that are being made on them. But the school, for example, the primary school that I'm a governor of, has just managed to send its sixth year pupils out to the countryside, and it is very good at putting over ideas about wildlife and so on through classes like art, because you can draw leaves and so on, or indeed through reading and writing, because
it's
you can
the
be
the whole business of getting across the
idea
of the complexity of the, you know, the landscape in which we live. You know, that we don't all live in a street like you live in.